The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Is that working?
Yeah.
Ain't no level out like you. Ain't no level out like you. Ooh, ooh. Get a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Turn it up till you hit it just right. Little bit of this, little bit of that. And it makes it feel so tight. Oh, yeah. Musical podcast. Oh yeah, yeah. With Zach and Jess, and that one is Zach. We know. Ooh, we got Scott, and he's on the piano. Ooh, we got Brett, and he's on the fret. And ooh, Dana's on the cajon. We call it her throne.
And that was Jessica McKenna.
Oh, thank you. Hey, welcome everybody to a fan band episode. Aren't you glad you're here? We are.
Aren't you glad you're here? We are.
That'd be a great tagline for a chain restaurant. Aren't you glad you're here? We are.
Our business ceases to exist if you're not here.
What is your spelling for aren't you?
Great question. A R E N T T apostrophe.
Oh.
No, wait. No. No, wait.
No.
A R E apostrophe. No. A-R-E-N apostrophe T-C-H. A.
Okay, you put the T in.
Yeah.
I didn't have a T in my mind.
No, me neither. You were an aren't you.
I had like A-R-E-N-C-H-A.
Yeah, aren't you?
But no T.
No T. That's okay.
Aren't you?
I like a T.
And did you put no apostrophe?
No apostrophe.
That's brilliant. Like when you can do that on an ad and actually write it out and make me go like, I hear what you're saying. That's aren't you.
Or A-R-R-N apostrophe C-H-A. Aren't you.
Aren't you.
I feel like trademark it. I would buy that.
Mine is A-R-N. C-H-A-I-R.
Armchair.
Ooh.
Armchair.
Armchair.
Hey, armchair. Hashtag armchair expert with Dax Shivers.
That's right.
Welcome everyone. Hashtag.
Today's episode of this podcast is sponsored by a podcast. Armchair expert with Dax Shivers.
A great pod.
Podcasts do be sponsoring podcasts, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the thing about podcast listeners...
Their demographic
is they listen to podcasts.
When you listen to a podcast, you might be a podcast listener.
So this is the one where we just talk and then do songs and also, I guess, sort of infringe on the IP of the Blue Collar Comedy Tour and also Dax Shepard's shit that he's got going on over there.
Yeah.
How are y'all doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good.
Okay.
How are you doing? It's your birthday.
It is as we record. It is my birthday.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. It's your birthday. The day you made your way.
It's good. We just recorded, you will have listened to this last week, but we just recorded with the wonderful Tim Murray.
What a great time.
I'm seeing a play. I'm seeing my wife in a play with my parents too.
My wife's a play.
Yakisha Theater. Listen, here's the thing about Borat. I'm sure I have said this on this podcast before. There is a period after every Borat movie comes out where doing the Borat voice is kind of funny. And there's a period months later when the Borat voice then becomes very funny.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then sometimes 15 years later, yeah, people are still doing it.
The Borat yeah, plus time equation.
Yes, that's yeah, right. Yeah. Borat plus time equals comedy.
Equals comedy. Mm-hmm.
Which means Borat equals tragedy.
And I think that's true. I think Borat really is dealing with some of the tragic failings of humanity.
And that is true.
Ooh.
Whoa.
My wife.
Comedy is political.
Comedy is serious.
Comedy always has a message. Comedy is... It is the art of the great truth tellers. And the most important thing. You hear a joke. You hear a jest. But what you think is a harmless zing is really a moral, is really a lesson, is really... That's how I feel about everything that's how we do. We're the great truth, the Groot tellers.
I am
Groot is one of the great truth tellers.
Groot is one of the great truth tellers.
And one of the great Groot tellers.
Never lies.
No, Groot can never lie. A Groot may get to the root and a Groot will never lie.
Yeah, listen, people that never lied, famously. Groot.
And Abe Lincoln.
That's it.
Nope, that's George Washington.
Abe Lincoln. Abe Lincoln lied.
He did.
Yeah, at
he
least
did.
Once.
So he
come, but
did.
Come on, George Washington fucking lied through his teeth.
Those wooden teeth. The greatest lie was these are teeth.
There's a big lie. I've got teeth and they're not wood.
I'm telling you one big lie, and that's that these are teeth. And also that it isn't power that I quietly seek.
To the cajon now.
Oh yes, I'm stepping down after I served for 8 years. Cause I say no crowns round here. And you say that that's not a lie, and it's not because I didn't cut down the cherry tree. But ooh, I got one lie for you, and that lie is that these are teeth.
These are teeth? You think they are teeth, but they aren't teeth. Would you believe these are teeth? These are teeth, yeah, but would you believe these are
George Washington, come learn about I. I'm gonna play a little game, two truths and a lie. One, my wife is Martha. Two, I was in the military. And three, these are my teeth.
These are my teeth. Would you believe
these are my teeth.
When it is Christmas, I hang up a wreath. When I walk, there is ground beneath my feet. Also, you best believe these are my teeth. These are not my teeth. One lie is my teeth. Guess what? You know that it is true. I got on a boat bigger than a canoe. I said, British, don't worry. It is Christmas Eve. You definitely do not need to worry about me. I guess that also was a second lie that I told to help our great country's flag fly. But the other one that you know, believe, is that when I tell you that these are my teeth.
These are my teeth.
These are not teeth.
These aren't my teeth.
Tried to chew through a wreath, but these
are my teeth.
They are some trees. These are just trees. Would you believe that these are my teeth?
That's it. That's cut from Hamilton.
That was cut from Hamilton, and I don't know why.
Such a weird choice.
Such a weird choice to cut that song from Hamilton.
It's just they rewrote that song and turned it into...
He was like, here's Tring has his eyes on you. Let me tell you something about my teeth. Listen, Lynn, if you're listening and we know you are...
We know you are. You never skip.
Sometimes, when they do Cats again, they said, what if the Rum Tum Tugger did a big rap instead? And then they think that's not a good idea. But they tried it. And we're saying is...
Just try it.
Think about putting these are my... George Washington's two truths and a lie. These are my teeth into Hamilton.
Think about...
Hamilton.
Getting Christopher Jackson back to just lay down a bonus Chris Jack track.
Just a bonus Chris Jack track.
One more time. That's... I really like that song.
Is that... Mm. What's that?
That's like when he's retiring and he's like, I want to sit under my own vine fig tree.
Right.
And no one shall make me afraid. Mm-hmm. I won't be safe in this nation we've made. This is the part where I just sing it.
Look, the guests have come
I want to sit under my own vine. I like that part.
Now, these vines must be on a trellis.
You got to vine on a trellis.
How do y'all feel? What is it, wisteria? Big, beautiful purple plant that like half of the year is like gorgeous flowers and the other half of the year looks like absolute dog
shit. Are you thinking about tree-based ones?
Jacaranda.
That's jacaranda.
No, not jacaranda. Okay. Jacaranda is the one that has the sticky purple flowers and they fall and bees get in them and then you step on the bees and that's how the bees get you. Because what the bees want is for you to step on.
Zach's revealing trauma
step to this.
Oops, you thought you could run from me? You just stepped on me. I'm a bee under this tree. You are glad you're going to be stepping on me.
I'm a bee underneath your bare feet. I'm a bee. That's the part
Weird
we
Al.
Just see.
Listen. Weird Al.
He's also listening. He never misses.
As you do. First of all, congratulations on your Roku show.
This episode is us just flexing for our heroes.
This is us trying to pitch, like, let us work with you.
We'll do it too. Let us be with you.
Listen, Weird Al, we have two pitches for you. One is I'm a bee, and it's about the bee that you step on. Two is famously when you go to an Indian wedding and you've never been to an Indian wedding before.
Oh, sure.
And you as a white person, this is from the, are trying to wear clothes appropriate to the wedding.
You're following the guidance of the dress that's been recommended for you, but you also are trying to make sure that you don't make a choice that is like too ostentatious or too much about you. And you end up buying the safest version of the clothes, which is in fact sack based.
You end up showing up at this Indian wedding where everyone looks absolutely stunning.
Yes.
And you were worried that you were going to be too ostentatious and you were wrong because everyone looks fucking fantastic. And you've shown up in a sack. And now the question that you have is it too late now to wear socks?
Cause I wanna sorry my body.
Oh my god!
I've got to get this sack up off me.
This is a.
You two are sweating from that walk. That was so.
Well, Zach and I just,
this is a real thing that
we
happened.
Knew this walk very well. This is a joke we've made to each other for I think 6 years
since Hans got married. Yeah. Congratulations on your child, Hans.
Oh my gosh, Hans, we love it.
Hans,
oh.
Yeah. So who else do we need to pitch our good ideas to? Our other heroes, obviously, Katie Couric. Malcolm Gladwell. Yeah. Katie Couric. Okay, what do we got for Katie?
Okay, so Katie, when I listened to your memoir, I just couldn't help but think she would be friends with my mom. So Katie,
of course.
Come on, be friends with my mom.
People don't.
Come on.
She always seems like a mom friend.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
People don't be setting up their moms with friends enough. People are always setting up people for weddings.
Oh, yeah.
Keep it casual, just have a quick greet, have a little bite at a casual weeknight. I think you would hit it off all right.
You're gonna love it, or won't you see, when you meet the lady who gave birth to me. You're gonna like it, cause she is the bomb. So come on, come on, be friends with my mom. I said come on, come on, be friends with my mom. Come on, come on,
be friends with my mom.
She's got gardening tips to revitalize your lawn. Come on, come on, come friend, be friends with my mom. Be friends with my mom. If you're going on a trip to any place, she will make a list of things for you to do, and all the things are great.
It's on Netflix, but I don't know.
This friendship, it is yours to lose. It's really going to benefit you. I honestly can't say she's the bomb. Come on, come on, be friends with my mom. Come on, come on, be friends with my mom. Come on, come on, be friends with my mom. Come on, come on, be friends with my mom. If you're not convinced by the end of this,
Come on. Katie Couric, I think you should do it. I think it is worth it for you to be friends with my mom.
Make friends with your mom. Be friends with your mom. We'll be right back after this.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome back. Ooh, I said welcome back, but Brett is still doing knob stuff.
Listen, here's the thing. Brett always be doing knob stuff. Oh, yeah, we were dealing with a slight distortion. We got it. We good. We cool. We chill.
I think so. I turned Scott down a little bit.
Just that one patch.
Turned down for Scott.
Yeah.
Turned down for Scott.
Now, I think that everyone's clamoring to know. Tortoise update. Tortoise still here.
Tortoise still here.
But big tortoise story.
Big tortoise story. Tortoise is a girl.
Tortoise a girl.
Check out Pauline in the chat.
Pauline.
That tortoise is a
girl. She a girl. We got confirmation on Twitter from a Scientologist.
That tortoise has a lot of Thetan stuck on her.
She's high up in Scientology. No, it was like a woman who was an expert on ologies, and she's an expert in tortoises, and someone was like, hey, I bet you she'll tell you if what her gender is, sex is, and she girl.
Question, what does it mean to be an expert in ologies?
You're an ologyologist.
What does that mean?
Did I say she's expert in ologies?
If you were like,
what's the study of chairs? Yeah. She'd be like, oh, that's chairology.
Right.
So the expert knows what all of the
ologies.
To be an expert in ologies simply means you know what all the ologies are.
Yeah. That's my inference of that.
Would you be like an ologist?
Yeah, you're
an ologist.
An ologist.
I guess all the versions of being an expert is just knowing a bunch of things, and that is a bunch of things to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like an internist. You're like an internist for ologies.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure they know a little bit about a lot of things.
It feels like a missed opportunity to not say ologist.
We don't know for sure that isn't what they're called.
I really hope it is. Yeah.
And also,
ologist.
I would call them an ologyologist.
Ologist. Okay. Y'all, this is breaking news. Okay, so we've talked about this before. Sorry, I do like to be present and not look at my phone, but I looked at it real quick. Mm-hmm. Saw a TXT from my hubs, and he's letting me know Fat Bear Week is back.
Yeah!
This is an off-book staple. If you're not familiar, Jessica, could you primer everyone once again what Fat Bear Week is?
For Fat Bear Week, pick your favorite for this year's...
Welcome to Fat Bear Week with Jessica Ruth, the Bear Watcher McKenna.
For Fat Bear Week, pick your favorite for this year's chunky champ. Brown bears at Katmai National Park and Preserve in Alaska feast on salmon before hibernation. Watch them chow down on the webcam, then cast your vote. Okay, so there's a bracket.
The vote isn't for which bear will become the fattest. The vote is which bear we like the most. Which fat bear is our favorite fat bear?
Yeah, exactly. Holly won last year.
Great job, Holly. Congratulations, Holly.
But you can vote, you know, at explore.org/fatbearweek.
That's right. We stand a chonky ursine queen.
Yes.
Get in there for Fat Bear Week.
So are these polar bears?
These are brown bears. We're not all the way up.
Okay.
We're not all the way up. So, voting for the main event runs October 5th to the 11th. So it has begun. It's tomorrow? It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
So tomorrow.
Oh,
right.
God. What am I going to wear?
No, Brett, it's digital.
What do you wear? Fat Bear Week. Oh, it's like Fashion Week. What am I going to wear? Who are you wearing? Who are you wearing? You know what I'm going to wear? Barely nothing.
Ayo.
Ayo.
Winnie the Pooh, now in the public domain, by the way.
Whoa.
Really?
Yes, not Disney's Winnie the Pooh, but the story.
A.A. Milne?
Winnie the Pooh, which is why there is, I believe, a horror Winnie the Pooh coming out.
No, thank you.
Well, look, I heart agree, but this is the world we live in.
It's very dark. I've seen.
I don't want
Was there like a grim fairy tale of Winnie the Pooh?
No, but it's just been around so long that people are like, what if we took this bear that everyone liked and it fucked up? Think about it, a bear and a tiger, that would get fucked up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, this article also includes that they have different fishing styles as they try to get all these sockeye salmon. Some scoop, some dive, and one wise old fellow just plops in the river and waits for lunch to come by.
He just leaves his mouth open so they swim in
he
it.
He just does it whale style.
Yeah. Some do fly fishing.
Yeah.
Some use a reel.
Oh my gosh.
Just want to do a quick update if you're interested in the Winnie the Pooh horror movie, it is the title is Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey.
I really hate that, though.
I hate that it exists, but if it has to exist, I guess that's what you call it.
Yeah, he has like an axe.
No. God damn, I don't want that at all.
Why does that have to... Why?
Stop. Because they know they can sell it.
Stop touching nice things with your scaries.
Jess, this ain't no bedtime story.
Obviously.
That's the tagline.
Oh my gosh, obviously. Oh my gosh. Christopher Robin would never.
He would never. Eeyore?
Do you think we're going to roll back away from our current obsession? We're doing insider industry talk for a second, y'all. Are we going to ever roll back from our current obsession with IP, or are we just doing IP for fun?
I'm sure we will. I mean, I feel like everything has phases and like cyclical turns.
I thought so too, but then we were like, Battleship, that's a board game. Also, that's a movie now. Candyland, that movie's coming out. Pop-Tarts, that's a food. Let's do that movie. Candyland, that's a board game for children. Let's do a movie about that. Like, we're never going to run out. And as long as we don't run out, I feel like we don't cycle back.
I don't know. If enough of them fail, you know, like a lot of them fail.
Yeah.
So I feel like...
But I feel like, yeah. I hope you're right.
Yeah, I mean, just like...
you're wrong.
To everything, turn, turn, turn.
Is that true?
There is a season, turn, turn, turn. Yeah. And
that's it.
I mean, it will, I'm sure it won't go away entirely, but I think it will reduce. Because I think it's a little like overwhelming. I personally feel overwhelmed I feel like watching TV is a chore. And like, I'm constantly like checking in about like,
there's a lot of content.
Yeah.
No, there's no more monoculture. It is very much. I'm just like, I have no idea what is popular.
Yeah.
I know what people I know happen to be watching, and that is about it.
To everything, stream, stream, stream. You'll find a thing, 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 thing. And you'll find a new way to spend all your days. And there will be shows about you don't know. And you'll hear a show that you'll think, well, so I should be watching this right now. To everything, stream, stream, stream. You'll find a thing, 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 thing. And you'll find new things that you could be forever watching. A time for a show, a man.
To you by Quibi. Watch them in your car.
What's your favorite song from the 60s?
The Birds.
A whole decade of some of the best music.
I'm so bad with knowing when things are. I ask you this all the time.
That is that's Turn Turn by the Birds.
The Birds.
And that's like maybe 65.
Yes, that's during the great folk explosion of the 60s.
Okay, so like Fleetwood Mac, when? 70s, right?
Actually,
into the 80s.
Technically starting in the late 60s.
Okay, yeah.
No, I'm just discovering that everything I thought was 60s is actually early 70s, and that everything I thought was early 60s is actually just 50s. Like, I have no sense of the timing.
The 60s is really wild. It changes like really quickly.
Right, yeah. Like, if you see, like, 1961, but then a lot of, it's, like, button up. And then
right,
like,
right. But then a lot of those bands that broke in, like, 68, they probably had lifespan through the mid 70s. So you probably are like, oh, that's a 60s band because maybe that's when they broke. Mm-hmm. But then some of their stuff is from the early 70s. Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thanks.
Time.
Good job.
Do you think we're in the middle of, since it's 20, what year is it? 2022.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Usually that's right when like a new form starts taking over.
Mm. I would, you know what I mean? Love that.
Do you think we are in the middle of that or do you think time works differently now? Like this, because it, usually it's like a decade cycle.
Here's the thing though. Mm. Our musical consumption is global in a way that it didn't used
right.
to be.
And like, if, and like different. Scattered. Yeah.
And scattered.
Yeah.
Which is great sure because do. I feel like we have.
Scat.
It is the. It won't be scat. Scat's not coming back. Well, who knows?
Who knows?
But it is one of those things where I feel like everything,
yes.
much like the monoculture of TV being gone, I feel like for music, it's kind of the same thing. Like,
totally.
If you are into emo now, there are a ton of new emo bands doing that thing. If
emo's
you are,
definitely, you know, hitting another stride.
Yeah. Right. But, like, yeah. I think that, like, you know, there are. You know,
I think that's because right. of us.
Everything's popular. Like every retro thing's popular at once. Like yeah. you can do an 80s retro thing and then Silk Sonic does a full 70s thing. And it's like, it's just all.
Yeah.
And yet when I listen to my like playlist that Spotify puts together for me, it's just a bunch of identical sounding music that is like vaguely wistful women singing over.
Yeah, like Lilith Fair.
I have ruined my algorithm by writing yeah. to Spotify, which is all like that very specific like
deep focus, chill beats. Yeah.
Chill beats to study to.
Yeah.
So now it's like, you want to hear this new hot jam by X called Summer Rain.
Okay. Yeah.
It is just here. Like here, we can make one real quick. Very easy. Find a bell tone.
Okay.
Yeah. And just like just like play a very simple, like repeated melody. And Brett, you're just doing like open chords. Yeah, that's right. And Dana, just very like.
Yeah.
Right to this, focus up. There's no words, so it's easy to tune it out, let it go. Focus on what you have to do.
Would it surprise you that this single track is 17 minutes long? That's half an album, but it counts in this context as one single song.
Sometimes there's a part that comes through the middle where it's just like a random sound effect, but it's not an obnoxious sound effect. It's usually like rain or a radio turning.
Then you'll find us here for you. If you browse by mood and pick chill,
we landed on the moon.
We'll be there also too.
So that's all my Spotify is.
Yeah.
I don't hate it, but it's not good when I'm looking to find new music.
Yeah, it's not like, give me something new. I'm also just like, because I'm living that hashtag playlist life.
La Vida Loca. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Always. Hashtag Liv Maz, hashtag La Vida Loca, hashtag.
Love that. Love that Taco Bell Ricky Martin collab. Living La Vida Mas Loca. We've got some Doritos, tacos that are so loco.
She's into gorditas and crunchy.
Chalupa.
Yeah, late, so you'll have fourth meal. Let me think outside the box.
Quattro.
She likes to take her hot sauce and put it on tortillas.
Our line goes very, very fast. Don't worry what it was, cause we've got your food now, cuz.
Upside, inside out, we are just beans and tortilla.
But Taco Bell's got it down.
Oh yeah.
We love Taco Bell on this podcast.
Yeah.
As
yes.
noted by the fact that we did a entire Taco Bell episode in an attempt to get sponsored by them, and we ended up just buying a lot of Taco Bell.
That was delicious.
With John Gabris and Betsy Sidaro. And then most of it just got cold and gross on the table.
Yes, it is hard once it gets cold.
It is hard to eat a bunch of Taco Bell when you are currently improvising a musical.
Yeah. You live, you learn, you live, Moss.
Can I shout out, speaking of John Gabris, his True TV show that he did with Adam Pally, which is called 101 Places to Party Before You Die.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely hit the spot for me, pour moi.
That's so great.
And again, like you said, just there is too much TV. But if you want a TV show that is like extremely chill, fun, just a good time, I highly recommend that one. The first episode, I believe, is on YouTube for free.
Yes, that's true.
We got to be coming around the bend on this one, right? We've mostly talked, but that's okay because it's a fam band episode.
Yeah, I mean, we're coming around like a bend.
Okay, we got a couple more.
I'd say we should do definitely one more.
Definitely one, maybe not two.
Maybe two.
All right, well, let's do one. And this one is...
You just decide, Brett, okay?
Yep.
Yep. You're deciding.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you decide.
Yeah.
I'm deciding.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you do it.
Tighten every single lid. I've done so much of my list, cause my list is a bunch of things I already did. Make a to-do list
of stuff you've already done.
You gotta make a to-do
list, cause when you start, you already begun. Make a to-do list. And then you look at yourself
fresh.
Yes.
Look at me, I woke up.
I caked
up. I put on pants. I walked around. I let my skin get hot in the sun.
Oh, yeah. I've got so much done. And now the rest of the time is free.
I can just fuck around for the rest of the day. Because I'm such a productive me. I make a to-do list of things that you can do in a flash. Make a to-do
list.
Look in my wallet, check to see if there's cash.
Make a to-do list. You can make it easy on yourself, please.
Make a to-do list. Think about a thing you could read, not actually
read.
Just think about a thing you could read.
Check them off, cross them out. You did them. You can stand and shout and say,
'22 is all about achievable goals.
Yeah. Achievable goals.
Achievable goals.
Hello, I'm Achievable Goals. I'm a little troll that lives by the shoals.
Oh, no. By the shoals?
By the shoals.
You're a troll shoal.
I'm a troll shoal. I'm a shoal troll.
Do you have siblings?
Oh, yes, I have two bros.
Okay. What are their names?
So their names are Cole.
Cole.
And Kenneth.
Cole, Kenneth, achievable goals.
That's right.
Where are you in the order? I'm just trying to figure out the name.
Middle child.
Okay, yeah. Who's first?
Cole.
Cole, achievable goals.
Kenneth. We love baby Kenneth.
Well, who doesn't love baby Kenneth?
From the moment he was born, I used to call him my baby because he was my little baby brother.
How many Kenneths do y'all know? I don't think I know. I know.
Well, one. I know one Kenneth. He's my baby brother.
That's achievable goals. We you know one Kenneth.
There's Barbie and Kenneth.
It is important to know that Barbie's husband, boyfriend, still
on again, off again, brother? Boyfriend,
on again, off again.
Sometimes she's not with Ken. If
who is she with? Sometimes
herself.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to date yourself first.
Yeah, she
date yourself
Ken.
First, Barbara.
Barbara and Kenneth. Mattel's favorite.
All right, we do have time for one last song.
Yep, here we go.
It's the love song of Barbara and Kenneth. Oh, fuck yes. You did it, Scott. Yes, I'm so proud of you. I just liked the vibe he
picked. It's great, yeah.
The house was a dream. It would seem, it would seem.
The RV, it was a dream. It would seem, it would seem.
They had a boat, a limousine. When it came prom, they were king and queen.
And they had pass, and they had career.
Other's lives.
But there came a day when they wanted more. What's outside the box? What's in store? Who am I without you?
Barbara!
Who am I without you?
There was only star and a doctor, yes. But who is the man behind the cute vest?
I've had pink heels, I've had red heels, I've had cars with all types of wheels.
I think that it's time for us both to change, and it starts from the top. Yes, it starts with our names. So who am I without you? Who are you, Barbara?
Who are you, Kenneth? Who are you without you?
I'm gonna shorten my name, take it way, way down. Three letters. Three. Who am I without you?
Oh, I wish on a star, I wish on the Dipper. I asked for advice from Stacy and Skipper,
but they were on boats with a dolphin ride. It was hard to get them both back inside.
And this is just a step of a thousand steps. And the future we do not know. No one can say what will come, but it's our story to Mattel.
Our story to
Mattel.
Without you, dear listeners.
Or rather, we'd be people, but we wouldn't have a podcast.
Yeah, that's true. But you know.
But we'd be no one without you. We derive all of our self-worth from this project. And we're aided by the incredible talents of Scott Passarella.
Who am I without you?
And Brett, of course.
Who am I without you?
And of course, Dana.
Who am I without you?
And of course... last but not least, Pauline the Tortoise.
Well, thank you so much for listening. And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if one of your closest relatives is absolutely the bomb,
then you better become friends with that mom.
Bye.